Today is Veterans Day. Observances continue with a parade here in New York and other events across the country.
Now, while banks and post offices are closed, the actual holiday fell yesterday, November 11th, considered the anniversary to the end of the First World War, at least when the fighting ended anyway. President Bush marked the occasion at the memorial to the fallen soldiers at the American Legion Post in Waco, Texas. He praised the troops now serving in Iraq and Afghanistan.
These men and women saw the future the terrorists intend for our country. And they said with clear voices, not on my watch. America's blessed to have such brave defenders.
The holiday comes amid new information about the lives of veterans after they've served. A study released last week reported that veterans account for 1 in 4 homeless people in the U.S., even though they only account for 11% of the general population. The Alliance to End Homelessness, a public education nonprofit, based the findings on data from the Census Bureau and Veterans Affairs Department.
The report says there are 1,500 homeless veterans of the current wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that others may not be homeless, but they still face huge hurdles upon returning from war.
Marine Lance Corporal James Blake Miller, a Kentucky native who served in Iraq, told the Los Angeles Times he's had such a hard time since coming home, he's contemplated suicide. Here's how he put it.
You're taught from the time you're able to comprehend that to take another person's life is completely and morally wrong. I mean, there's just no just in it to try and live with something like that. There's no way to put it into words.
Some of the information on the makeup U.S. veterans population. According to the Census Bureau, there are more than 23 million veterans living in the U.S. Only 3 of those are veterans of World War I.
3.2 million living vets served during World War II, and 8 million served during the Vietnam era. There are 430,000 living veterans.
430,000.
Thank you. I didn't say it right. Veterans who served during both the Vietnam era and the Gulf War.
And that is the BPP big story. Now let's get some more news with our own Rachel Martin.